Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Star in the Movie of Your Life. And why is that an important topic to talk about? Because too many times people let others control their life and make their decisions for them on a career instead of taking control of their life and controlling what they do and understanding it's their choices to make. So, do you know what you want to do with your life? Really know? Okay, let's back up. We have to find our heart songs all by ourselves. It's the voice you hear inside, who you truly are. And this comes from Little Penguin and Happy Feet movie, because that is where it is important that when you are talking to children, that you help them understand that they are the ones that have the control of their life. That yes, as a young child, they need guidance, but you are there to help guide them to make the right choices. So, do you know what you really want to do with your life? Really know? Do you want to start your own business? Ready to join the ranks of the famous entrepreneurs? Entrepreneurs who set their own hours, make the amount of money they desire, and spend more time with their family. Entrepreneurs who make their dreams and their vision come true on an everyday basis. Many times, these dreams go beyond what most people think. These dreams include philanthropic endeavors, such as starting and running a foundation for childhood cancer. As a matter of fact, most of the successful entrepreneurs I know have started or contributed to a major philanthropic organization simply because they can. You see, once your business is up and running and you are living the life you desire, the good you spread is endless. But how do you get there? That's the million-dollar question. Today, I am going to take you through an exercise that does just that. Teaches you how to get there. It allows you to see your life exactly how you want it to be today and in the future. Not only is this the exercise effective, it is fun as well. Timeouts aren't just for kids. Give yourself a timeout. That's right, every day. For the next week, find a spot where you can hide out from the phone, email, the kids, the staff, even your spouse. Take 10 minutes of completely uninterrupted time. Now, close your eyes and just breathe. This time, where we rejuvenate you and provide the clarity you need. Get your brag on. As a working mom, it's so easy to appreciate and take pleasure in the accomplishments of your children, your husband, your friends, and colleagues. However, we tend to overlook or sweep aside our own accomplishments. So during this timeout, think of the compliments you have been given lately. Instead of dismissing or trivializing them, Let them sink in. Acknowledge your worthy and extraordinary qualities. Important to remember the reasons you are starting or growing a business. To reflect on the rewards of entrepreneurship and your ability to contribute to that business. Give yourself credit for the impact you make on your family, your community, and to the world. Your mental Mia. Later that same day, escape for timeout number two. It could be before you leave the office, or if you work out of your home before the kids come home from school. You could even schedule your second timeout in the evening when the kids are in bed, but you must give yourself quiet space for 15 minutes and do the following. Get your journal and recall the first day you made a decision to start your business. If you are just making the decision to do so, note that as well. Write down what you considered to be your first achievement. For example, setting up your website, meeting with your mentor, writing a business plan, or doing competitive research. Write down every achievement you recall since then. Reread them and underline those you feel had the greatest impact. Remind yourself, I am building this business because, and finish the sentence. And why is it important to do these things? Because, first of all, you have to have a goal. You have to know what your mission is. If you have no idea what your mission is, who it is you want to target, who it is you want to work with, then you know what? You will, in essence, be setting yourself up for failure. And another thing you need to do is have a mentor. And why is a mentor important? Simple reason. If you have someone to keep you on track to do the things that you believe you can do, then you know what? That will be the step that will help you achieve your goals in life. It is important to realize what you have accomplished. After 1 week of doing this, share your findings with a colleague, mentor, friend, or spouse, because often we are much too hard on ourselves. They will be able to give you the honest perspective and help you realize you are ready for part two. Anytime you have a goal in life or you have something that you want to achieve, it is always good to have a mentor. Why do football players in college succeed? Because their coach works with them. He teaches them to follow through the play to the end. Don't give up before you finish. Watch the baseball games. You have 162 games a year. They constantly will review the video from the games so they can see what have they done wrong. Where is their swing missing? What is happening? What can they improve to make themselves better? It is important to realize what you have accomplished. That is another reason why many people will go and watch their videos. As a professional speaker, many speakers will have their presentations videotaped. Why? So they can go back and watch it, see how they use their hands, see how they use their facial expressions, see how they talk, where they pause, where they don't pause. How can they improve? improve so they can be better the next time. The better you are with each presentation, with each step up the ladder, the higher, the more that you can make. And it is learning to become a good leader, to teach others how you reached your goal and what you did. Part of mentoring is helping you to learn what it is to mentor someone else, to help them reach their goals. You are the star. Now, imagine sitting in your favorite seat, in your favorite movie theater, not with just your entire family, but with a theater filled with all the people you are most important to you. Not just important people in your personal life, but in your life in one way or another. Is there in that theater because tonight is the premiere of the movie of your life. You are the star, and the movie begins at the current age of your current status, which means you need to show the audience how you reached all of your goals, how you share how you made your dreams come true. Remember, you are not just the star of the film. You are the director as well. As the director, you're in control of your movie. This means you have the power to cut out any perceived reasons for not being able to achieve your goals and dreams. And what does that mean? That means that you realize what it is that you need to change in your behavior. If you're someone that does not finish up and will leave a project hanging, then you have to learn to change your behavior. And as you do something over and over again, it becomes a habit. And let's talk about natural behavioral patterns, because you have some people that can see the whole vision of what they want, and they know how to lay it out there, but they really need someone that can help them not just put the plan there, but how to make it work, how to break it down, how to get step by step from one place to the next place. If you understand that you have people who are very verbal, that it's easy to talk to strangers, but they may not be able to impact and do the paperwork, then they need someone that they can work with that will help them with doing that. This is why when you own your own business, you have to know where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, and you have to find someone whose strengths are your weaknesses and work together as a team, and that is how you succeed. The problem is that for many people, they don't recognize that. They think that they can do it all themselves. They can wear all the hats. And when you try wearing all the hats, and you can't, then you are bound to take longer to reach your goals because you are stuck doing things that you really don't like doing. And as a director, you also can eliminate all the negative character in your head. That is chatter in your head. That little voice that says, "I can't," is completely eliminated from the movie of your life. And let's go back and talk a little bit about that, because that is something that I find a lot of people don't understand. Freud called it the id, the ego, and the superego. In transactional analysis, it's called the adult, the parent, the child. The child often says, "I want," the parent often says, you should. And the adult says, I am able to. If you write each of those down and you write down finish all those answers out, look at where your conflicts are, see what you can eliminate and how you can use that reinforcement to get yourself where you truly want to be. And you know what? You will reach those goals for yourself. You will be able to do those things that you truly expect to achieve in your life. And now, fill out the table below. The easiest way to start is to answer the first two questions. How do the movie end after you completed those three questions? Fill in everything in between. By answering these questions, you are in essence shaping the vision of your life. Once you have invested enough effort to have a clear vision of what your desired life looks like, your own internal investor will be convinced that you are worthy enough to move from formulated fantasy to inspired reality. And think about it. Visualization. What is visualization? Visualization is a technique that people use to put themselves where they want to be in the future. Jim Carrey did this many years ago when he was first starting out as a comic. It has often been said that he used a technique where what he did was he wrote out a check to himself for $25,000 and told himself that someday he would be receiving a check for $25,000. And you know what? He reached it within the first couple of years. And he has not only reached that level, but he has even surpassed that to where he can easily make $20 million a picture. And it's all about what you do to help yourself visualize your goals in life. And what is visualization? People don't always think about it. How do you visualize? What is it that you do? How do you take that vivid picture of yourself actually where it is that you truly want to be? And people don't always think about this, but when you look at what visualization is, it is, let's put it this way, to look at the word visualize, it is it's a mental picture that you give yourself in almost everything. It is a picture that you have in your head. And that picture, okay, is what you see and how you see it. And often people don't realize how to look at themselves, how to see things, and how to incorporate all of that into their life. and how to visualize. And let's look at some tools that you can use to visualize everything that you need to do to build your business and make it as successful as you possibly can. For so many people, they don't always realize what they need to do to make a visualization happen for themselves. And we don't always realize that we're going to talk about 8 tools for visualizing yourself and your data and how to do what you think you need to do. Because let's talk about it this way. Visualization is the mechanism of taking a visual picture of your dreams and actually putting yourself in that picture. Once you have done that, what has that allowed you to do? That's actually allowed yourself to reach your goals. And the problem is that for so many people, they don't always think about how to visualize and the techniques that are necessary to visualize who you are and how to reach those goals. So we are going to talk about some visualization techniques and exercises that can help you build the successful life that you truly want. Okay, so the key to achieving what you want, whether it's healthier body or increased confidence, may lie in your ability to visualize it. Here's how to use mental imagery to become a stronger, happier, and more effective person. Something that you can use to think about and put yourself exactly where you expect to be in the future. How you can grow that part of your life and make it all happen and become exactly what it is that you truly believe in for yourself. There are key things that you can do and help yourself become that person that you truly want to be. Okay, ever fantasize that you're a lean, mean fighting machine with Churchillian speech-making talents, winning charisma, and a superhuman willpower? If so, then you have already tapped into the tool that can help you get there in real life. Mental imagery, the kind that involves imagining success, has long been employed by professional athletes to boost their strength, confidence, and results. But the techniques are good for more than just sports. Everyone can use imagery to prepare for all kinds of situations, including public presentations and difficult interactions, says Daniel Kadish, a psychologist in the New York City who guides clients to mental imagery. Research has shown that surgeons, musicians, and business executives have used it to focus and to improve their performance. It could also help you run a 5K, ace a presentation, or even pass up the morning donut box. How it works. Scientists believe that we may experience real-world and imaginary actions in similar ways, explains Americ Gilliard, a professor at the Center of Research and Innovation in Sport at the University Claude Bernard Lyon in France, whether we talk on a mountain trail or only picture it, we activate many of the same neural networks, passive interconnected nerve cells that link what your body does to the brain impulses that control it. You can use this to your advantage in different ways. For example, imagining yourself doing movements can help you get better at them. Legendary golfer Jack Nicklaus practiced each shot in his mind before taking it. Mental workouts also simulate the sympathetic nervous system, which governs a fight or flight response and causes increases in heart rate, breathing, and blood pressure. So simply envisioning a movement elicits nervous system responses comparable to those recorded during physical, emotional execution of the same action. And what can you do that can help you improve your imagination? And let's talk a little bit about when you repeated image, imagine performing a task, you also may condition your neural pathways so that the action feels familiar when you go to perform it. It's as if you're carving a groove in your nervous system. Finally, on a purely psychological level, envisioning success can enhance motivation and confidence. And why is that important to understand today in today's marketplace and why you want to be successful? And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And we can work with you to help you set up and use visualization in your life to be successful in all the goals that you choose.